that's probably getting a little far away.
Okay.
Some western states. I'm going to try to get you to say all the western states, starting with the long state on the Pacific coast. What's that?
Okay, California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas. How many more do you need?
Well, the western, let's go up from California.
So, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, Oregon and Washington. Mm-hmm. And I said Nevada.
Potatoes are from
Idaho. Mm-hmm.
And that little state, well, okay, there's a big state up there where people ranch. It's called
Wyoming.
And above Wyoming is
Montana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. The Mormons are from
Utah.
Mm-hmm. And do you consider Oklahoma and Arkansas to be western states, or were you just...
Well, you said Oklahoma was, remember?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's up to you.
No, Arkansas, I guess, wouldn't be.
Some people think Oklahoma is a western state.
Yeah, I think of it.
How about North Dakota and South Dakota?
No, they're kind of northwest.
Okay. The place where they have Mardi Gras is...
Louisiana, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And the capital of Louisiana is?
New Orleans. Oh, what is it?
I know, I always say that too. It's another one. It's a two name. It starts with a B.
Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. And the big city in Illinois is?
Chicago.
And one of the big cities in Ohio is WKRP in...
Is that Dayton?
No. Starts with a C.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. And St. Louis is in...
Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And you get up in what time of day? You get up in the...
Morning.
Mm-hmm. And if something's coming this way, it's coming in what direction?
Toward me.
Mm-hmm. And would you say, okay, you're going up to Albuquerque? Would you say that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, are you going down to Tucson?
No.
Because Tucson's, at a different elevation. Okay. So you would think up and down and travel would be basically directions, like north, south. Okay. But would you say you're going up to Cloudcroft or over to Cloudcroft?
I say up.
Okay. Now, when you travel, you go so many
miles.
Uh-huh. And if my car broke down, I had to...
Push.
Okay, what's the past tense of that?
Push?
Pushed.
Pushed, I pushed it, yeah.
Oh. Okay, and then the opposite of that is?
Pull,
uh-huh.
Pulled.
Uh-huh. And a short distance, how would you describe a short distance? Like I only had to go...
Skip and a hop.
Good, I like that. How about a long distance?
Long, long way.
Okay, and if there's not very much of something, it is said to be? There's barely a trace of it. Said to be very...
A little bit.
Well, if somebody is helping you with helping you with chores and they disappear at the last moment, you would say that maybe she made herself...
Scarce.
Mm-hmm. And a place where people get off the train is the...
Depot.
Mm-hmm. And something that's resting at an angle against something else.
It's resting?
Yeah. You ever heard of anti-goggling?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about if something's coming at you from an angle? How would you describe that motion?
Like sideways.
Okay. And what are some words of parting? Like you say to your guests at the door.
Goodbye. See ya. Adios.
Do you really say adios to people?
Oh, yeah.
How fluent are you in Spanish?
I got my certification about 12 years ago. From taking 100 hours of intense at the Bilingual Institute. I've spoken it all my life.
So you feel very comfortable speaking it?
Well, less now that I'm not teaching or don't have any. I used to have a living maid that I conversed with all the time. And I have her once a week, and I was to say, luego, or see you later. Sometimes I say, God be with you.
That's nice. Well, that's it. That's the whole interview.
Did you do that pay test?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.